The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for September 17, 2017, is from the Book of Exodus, chapter 31, verses 12 through 18. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 18. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath, because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it is to be put to death. Those who do any work on that day must be cut off from their people. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day is to be put to death. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the covenant law, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 18, New International Version, September 17, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Exodus 31, 12. Then the Lord said to Moses. God uses messengers to speak to his people. The Lord spoke to Moses, and God used signs and wonders to confirm his words before and after he led the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt through Moses. God gave the Hebrews enough evidence to believe everything Moses said as a messenger of God. And to disbelieve Moses and refuse to act rightly according to the words of God spoken through Moses was to rebel against God and the law of God revealed through Moses. When we read the Bible, we are reading the words of God spoken to and through his messengers. And the Bible gives us enough evidence to believe what is written in the Bible and to act accordingly. Every word spoken by anyone who claims to be a messenger from God should be tested by what the Bible teaches, because God will never contradict himself or his words in the Bible. Exodus 31, 13. Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. When God spoke through Abraham, God gave the Hebrews a sign that they must perform to show that the Lord was their God and they were his people. This sign was physical, circumcision, and it was to be performed by a father for his son when he was 8 days old. When God spoke through Moses, God gave the Hebrews another sign, a spiritual sign that required weekly observance on their part. They must observe the Sabbath. When a Hebrew observed the Sabbath, he showed that he spiritually wanted the Lord to be his God, and he would learn all he could about God through worship and the study of the Scriptures, so he could show his love for God through his obedience to God's law. Physical circumcision was practiced as a sign a person was a Hebrew, but that religious rite could not make the circumcised person holy. God chose to make people holy through spiritual means as they obeyed him, observed the Sabbath, learned about God from the Scriptures, and set themselves apart to serve God according to the will of God. By observing the Sabbath according to the Scriptures, we come to know the Lord personally and spiritually as God intends, and he will show us how to serve him. Exodus 31:14. Observe the Sabbath, because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it is to be put to death. Those who do any work on that day must be cut off from their people. God set apart the Sabbath for us, for our benefit, for our physical and spiritual benefit. The Lord forbids desecrating work on the Sabbath. God forbids work that insults him, defiles a believer, or harms others or oneself by sins of commission or omission. God does not forbid deeds of kindness and mercy on the Sabbath. Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Mark 2:27-28. What Christians are forbidden and permitted to do on the Sabbath is best illustrated by what Jesus did and taught. For Jesus healed on the Sabbath, and he went to synagogues and the temple on the Sabbath to bless others with his miracles and his teachings. For a law to be a law, the law must have consequences for obedience as well as disobedience. Believers are blessed when they observe the Sabbath. Through Moses, God showed how importantly he regarded the observance of the Sabbath when he said those who desecrate the Sabbath were to be put to death. To desecrate means to treat disrespectfully, irreverently, or outrageously. The refusal to observe the Sabbath, the dishonor of God and his law and his people, would eventually pollute the entire nation if not punished rightly. We do not exercise the death penalty today for Sabbath breaking, but the death penalty shows how important it is to God and for us to observe the Sabbath. Exodus 31:15. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day is to be put to death. The Lord defined the Sabbath day and repeated his reasons for why the Sabbath day should be observed. God always has good reasons for what he does, and all his laws are for the benefit of every person. We need to work 6 days a week. Someone once said that if we work less than 6 days a week, we are prone to get into mischief. The Lord has set apart the Sabbath rest for our benefit. It is to be a day of focus on God. By observing the Sabbath, we can more easily keep God-centered instead of self-centered. No one is to require another person to work 7 days a week, and the Sabbath rest will prevent that when observed. Usually, those who worked on the Sabbath were not put to death. Rather, the Hebrews were to openly acknowledge the fact that the one who did not observe the Sabbath had cut himself off from the people of God. One exception may have involved more than just working. The Bible does not give us all the details, but says, "While the Israelites were in the wilderness, a man was found gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man must die. The whole assembly must stone him outside the camp." Numbers chapter 15, verse 32 and 35. God is willing to enforce His law, but many more times than we can imagine, God has not enforced on us what we deserve. Through His Son, God has plans for us and those who lived before us. Quote, "God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood, to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished." Unquote. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Jesus Christ bore on the cross the penalties we deserved but did not receive for our sins. Exodus 31:16. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. Observance of the Sabbath was to be a lasting covenant because there would never be a time when God's people would not need rest and spiritual benefit and spiritual renewal upon the earth. The observance of the Sabbath is doing what God says we need, because we trust that He knows what we need. Exodus 31:17. "It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed." When God created the world, He gave us an example to follow. The Lord rested and was refreshed on the seventh day. What is good enough for God is good enough for us. We need rest and refreshment. Think about all the problems people have and all the poor decisions they make when they are not rested and refreshed. Indeed, the Lord made the Sabbath for us, and we show our love and appreciation for God and His people when we gather with them on the Sabbath to worship and learn more with one another from the Scriptures God has given us. God has said and done, and continues to emphasize in every way that He wisely can, that we need to observe the Sabbath for our mental, physical, and spiritual well-being and the benefit of those around us. Exodus 31:18. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, He gave him the two tablets of the covenant law, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. A law written on stone could not be changed, but if it was changed, the change would be apparent to the careful observer. God did not want His law changed, so He wrote it in stone. The penalty for disobedience could not be changed, but the one who broke the law could find mercy and forgiveness and righteousness through faith in God, through the Messiah Savior who was to come, even as Abraham did. God's law had no double standard, one for the rich and another for the poor. When Moses sinned against God, he was forbidden to enter the promised land and he died. But God forgave Moses and granted him eternal life, for he appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. See Matthew chapter 17. The Lord deemed the Ten Commandments so important that He Himself engraved them in two stone tablets. These tablets were to be placed under the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant, because God is a loving and merciful God. God gave a sacrificial system to the Israelites that encouraged repentance, promised forgiveness, and pointed to the sacrifice of His Son, so all who have disobeyed God can find mercy and forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Name a way people can show they agree with the covenant God gave through Moses. 2. What does God make us, and what is one or two means He uses to do so? 3. Why is there a penalty for disobeying God's law? 4. Who has given us good examples of what it means to observe the Sabbath? 5. What two benefits did God receive when He rested on the seventh day? Do people need these benefits from observing the Sabbath? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Obeying God's Laws Benefits Believers, September 17, 2017. Exodus 31, verse 13. Say to the Israelites, "You must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy." The Lord commanded Moses to tell the Israelites that they must keep the Sabbath as a lasting covenant for generations. The Lord Himself set the example for the Israelites and gave Moses this reason for the establishment of the Sabbath as a sign of their relationship with Him. Quote, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed." Exodus 31:17. The Sabbath observance is one of the Ten Commandments, the moral law. God gave the moral law for the benefit of every person and every society. Observing the Sabbath directly benefits every person who will rest 1 day a week. Everyone knows how people can make poor decisions when they are not rested and refreshed. And knowing our human nature as created in the image of God, God gave a moral law regarding our need for rest and refreshment when He gave the law of the Sabbath to Moses. Some may say they do not need to obey the law of the Sabbath, that they do not need the rest and refreshment that God designed the Sabbath law to give them. But whether they think they need to obey that law or not, they will naturally suffer mentally, physically, and spiritually for ignoring their need for rest and refreshment. Jesus emphasized God's reason for giving this law. Quote, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, so the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Unquote. Mark chapter 2, verses 27 through 28. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.